kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Well, I'm gone.
Good evening and welcome to Sick of Sports. I am your host, Mike Vieira, on KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska. And we are hosting a special edition tonight. I'm very excited to have in the studio coaches Shasta Smith and Jeremy Strong and a few members of the now state champion Sitka Wolves cross country team, boys team. So first state championship in cross country for Sitka High School ever this past weekend up at Anchorage on the Bartlett Trails. Very exciting conclusion for the Sitka Wolves cross country team. So guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start with coaches. Shasta, we kind of had a side conversation in the office before you guys left, and I was just trying to give you a hard time and build the stress level in your life. But I said, you know, you may only get one shot at this thing in your coaching career, and it's a pretty unique opportunity to get a shot at a state championship in boys cross country with the dominance that the private schools have had. You had some really nice quotes in the Anchorage Daily News about your thought process as you went into the season, coming off of last season, and just talk about kind of how you approach this season, kind of with that thought that, you know, it is hard to get a shot at this, and you kind of thought in the back of your mind you might have a shot.
Well, we recognized actually David and Colin's freshman year that, boy, Jordan's senior year is going to look pretty fast. We also had conversations with a couple of the boys back their freshman year, and the conversation was, you know, it's going to take more than three. And we could go first, second, and third place, and then a 40th and a 50th, and we lose. So we talked a lot about how we needed to recruit some more kids. We talked about who was coming up. We talked about Joe Pate way back then and how he was going to be really fast when he was a freshman. And we just kind of thought about all of the pieces and what we needed to have come together in order for this to happen. And we got really lucky, and we had a really nice transfer in Neil Little from Haynes. And then we also had Tristan Rosas step up. And he ran cross country last year, but not like he ran it this year. So we were really, really lucky to have those two pieces kind of fall into place. And so it's been a long time coming, and there's been a lot of work to get these boys to where they are today, for sure. They've put in a lot of miles over the few years that we've been thinking about it anyways.
Yeah, just hearing you talk about that, I think, you know, it's easy for people to see cross country as kind of this casual season. It's one of the shorter seasons in the high school year, and it starts early when the weather's good and school's not in, and, you know, it's just kind of go out for a run and come back, and practice is over in a lot of people's minds. But hearing you guys talk, you know, about looking way into the future with a kid that was still a seventh grader at the time.
There's no off season. We've definitely talked about that. And I think one big switch that was made concretely last year was year-round running for these kids. So, you know, that meant that whether they were in season or not, they were hitting the pavement.
Yeah. And Coach Strong, you were the beneficiary of that last spring as some of these guys decided to dial into distance running and left the pitch to come dial in for spring track season. And what was kind of your thought process as you saw these guys come into track season for the first time?
Well, you know, it really kind of just takes one or two to kind of get the group to follow. And when obviously we've always had a pretty big advocate in David. David's been really excited about cross country and track since he was a freshman. And of course, he was unable to run as a freshman, but that never stopped him talking about it and his passion, talking about it with his friends. And of course, we've had Jordan. Jordan's ran track. This will be his fourth year this upcoming year, so that's been pretty consistent too. But when Colin decided to make the switch, I think some of his counterparts, some of his friends who also maybe were playing soccer in their freshman year, or maybe they were thinking about playing soccer their freshman or sophomore year, they kind of formed a really solid group, a good core of boys who were committed to running. And when they all showed up to track. You know, of course, I was all smiles, and the distance coach there for the track team, she was all smiles, and they put in a lot of work there too. And it's certainly paid off for cross country for them to be getting in that speed work in the spring and keeping that momentum in through the summer.
Again, my guests in the studio tonight are coaches Shasta Smith and Jeremy Strong, and I don't think I introduced who I've got sitting here with me as well. I've got senior Jordan Zellhuber, junior David Wilcox, and Neil Little. Neil, what year are you?
Senior.
Senior Neil Little, who's joined us from Haynes this year as a transfer student. So it's always good to get a little lucky in sports as well, and we were lucky to get Neil come on the squad this year from Haynes. So, David, I'm going to start with you, and you've been a guest on Sick of Sports before, so we'll warm you guys up with you. Coming into this season, you'd come off a kind of a frustrating year of injuries, and you were fighting through that and trying to get healthy. And what was your thought coming into the season as far as how successful you thought this team could be?
Well, I've been thinking about, our top five runners. I've been thinking about these specific five runners since I was a freshman, and I've just been really excited about that for a long time, and it's just I've been waiting for it, and I think it's really cool.
So this was like coaches said, they've been thinking about you've been thinking about it as well. You've kind of had a picture of even a kid 2 years younger than you being part of a team that you wanted to be successful. So what have you been close friends with Joe Pate for a while, or did you just know that he was fast and you were kind of counting on him to come in and help the squad out?
I practiced with him when I was in eighth grade in middle school,
mm-hmm.
and so I only got 1 year of practice with him, and I didn't really get to know him that well, but I knew he was really fast and that he was really fast. And, yeah, I was excited to see him on the team.
All right. Jordan, sitting to David's right there. Jordan's a senior on the team and one of two seniors that we're going to lose next year. We'll try to figure out a way to replace you. But, Jordan, as you were going throughout the regular season here, I know when I was in high school and I was playing basketball, we always were peeking at the papers, looking at the state rankings and seeing what other teams up north were doing. How concentrated were you guys on kind of checking out what the teams up north were doing to just looking at teams in Southeast?
We've been very, very into it, like, because we haven't had as much competition in Southeast as we've had in years past. So we've been looking at the schools and the teams focused on the Kenai Peninsula, because that's where the other top five teams in the state have been in the past few years. And it's been cool to see how we were able to keep up with their times this year and be competition.
Yeah, I kind of need to reemphasize the historic feat of this team. It's been 9 years since a team has beat Grace Christian in the boys 1A, 2A, 3A cross country championships. It's been 11 years since a public school has won the cross country state championship. And I was talking to Mr. Pachoco in the grocery store last week, and this school's never had runners like this at it, to have the top three guys running close to under 17s and getting down in the low 16s. It's a historic feat for this school to have runners this fast, and it's a rare treat to get to see these guys all run together at the same time. So, I could see how you guys were looking at the rest of the state, because, I mean, we've been watching cross country for a long time, and you guys have been coaching it for a long time, and Shasta, I can't remember another time I just remember all those years where we were running 4A as a 4A school, and you'd just see Juno come across the line, Juno 1, Juno 2, Juno 3, Juno 4, Juno 5. A big change to see us coming across in front of those 4A schools.
Oh, for sure. That felt pretty good, right, boys? felt pretty good to be beating those bigger 4A schools that have been dominant. You know, Juno's won state a few times in cross country, and they've always had really, really good programs out of JD and Thunder Mountain both. So it was very exciting to see those numbers. And it also gave us a little bit more to chase and to set all our goals on that versus other 3A schools.
Yeah, it was, we kind of got a taste of it early in the season. We had the first cross country meet here in Sitka, and and saw all these red and blue jerseys come across the line early. It was fun, and you knew something special was possible. Neil, you came down from the Lynn Canal from Haynes, and Haynes has always had good running, all the way back to the days of Carl Blackhurst, who multiple time state champion and lapped me in the 3200 every time I ran it. So Haynes is a place where there's a lot of good running. What was your kind of transition into Sitka like as you joined this team as compared to your previous years?
Well, when I lived in Haynes, the coaching was a lot different. It was more what the coach thought the kids were able to do, what they were comfortable to do, which is all right. But when I moved here, they really pushed me. I didn't realize how much faster I would get going so much harder in each practice. And they kind of, it was kind of just a change for the entire program. I was just running every day, but then we would do other sorts of workouts and we would ice and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it was an entire new world for me that completely changed my perspective on whether or not a Southeast town could win state and that would be us.
And I just want to follow up with that because as I don't know if the listeners know, but I grew up in Haynes. And I was able to teach there when I was starting out my career. Neil was one of my students. He was one of my seventh grade math students. And when I talked to him last spring and found out that he was moving to Sitka, I was really excited because I looked at Neil and I saw a lot of potential. And I asked him what his PR was. I looked it up. And I looked at his time and I said, we're going to just take down his PR by large amounts. He's going to find a spot that he's never been to. And that's exactly what happened with him. Is he went from a 1930 5K to an 1808 or whatever. I think he ran at state somewhere around there. And that's a very gigantic PR from a year to year.
And Shasta, you've the whole time you've coached, you've been about really building a team as a cross country program. And cross country is a unique sport, kind of like swimming, in that it's really an individual sport, but it's scored as a team as well. And you know, there's this cohesiveness that you try to build with your runners, even though they're out there running their own thing. Talk about kind of your philosophy of trying to really build team in this sport that's really set up to just be an individual sport.
Well, I was lucky from the get-go with these guys because they're really good friends outside of cross country as well, most of them. So in creating a team, we talked a lot about how their effort affects the rest of the team and how hard their teammates work for each other, not just themselves. I know in competing myself, I seem to always do better in relays because I realized it wasn't about me and I needed to work really hard for my teammates, and I feel like these guys are the epitome of that. When they're out there and their lungs are burning and their legs are heavy, we talked a lot about that's when you think about your teammates and how much they need you and how much you need them. And I think that really, in other successful teams I've had, that's so important to put aside the ego and realize, you know, how somewhat selfish it is to let go and give in a little bit because your teammates need you. And I think their mutual respect for each other is what helped them push as hard as they did, even when they wanted to quit.
Yeah, and it was real apparent at the top of your lineup. And David, I'm gonna come back to you on this. Just a great battle between you and your teammate, Colin Bachoco, this year. You had won the region as a freshman, and Colin had won it last year when you weren't running. And as we watched the races throughout this year, as you got more and more healthy, you got closer and closer to Colin, and you ended up finishing the last couple of races within a few seconds of each other. Talk about what it's like to have a teammate that you're that close with, performance-wise, and how you guys kind of push each other in practice and in races.
Well, my freshman year, I was the fastest run on the team, so I didn't get to like get pushed by people a lot. And like Colin, he was running with me or behind me or something like that. But this year I got to be pushed by Colin. Like, he was in front of me and I had to try to keep up with him. And having competition on the team like that, I mean, it helps a bunch with just motivation and working hard in workouts and just finding a way to push yourself harder.
He pushed you and you pushed him, for sure. Like, it was definitely two-way.
Yeah, and I have, you know, I was wondering that when I saw your times. You know, I can think back to my days when I was in high school, and it was more basketball, but when my teammates were pushing me, it wasn't always a friendly way of pushing each other. I can remember times when going against Mr. Hirai in practice, getting really frustrated with people that were close friends. Was there any kind of tension there between you guys, or was it always pretty a good, healthy, encouraging competition?
I don't think there's we both know each other really well, and we're both friends, and we both want to see each other improve, I think. And we know that if either one of us gets faster, the team will get faster as a whole, and we'll be able to run better, pretty much. And of course, I do want to beat Colin.
Right.
That's a goal, but it's not like a big scary competition. I think it's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what people want to hear. You're out to get them, but you guys are pushing each other. And I think that's a very high level of maturity to hear you describe it that way. I think your coaches are beaming to hear you describe it that way. It talks a lot about how well you're coached. So it'll be fun to see that continue next year. I think we're all excited to see that and where that goes in the next year. So you guys wrapped up the Region 5 championship. It was fairly uneventful, and kind of everyone knew what was coming. And so off to state, and in the back of our minds, everyone's thinking, man, I think we got a shot. And so, Jeremy, you told a very, very dramatic, kind of entertaining story in the faculty lounge the other day. And I've kind of condensed that story a little bit as you guys showed up for your practice run at the Bartlett Trails.
You want to start at the Bartlett Trails practice?
Well, yeah, just the...
Well, one of the things we knew when we were going up to state, even though, again, knowing that a shot at a state title means that we have to have everybody running their fastest. We also need to have kind of all the pieces need to fall into place, right? Everybody's got to be mentally ready. Everybody's got to be physically ready. And we got there and we started jogging. Everybody looked good and relaxed, and everybody's happy. And that's really going to be, you know, a big part of what we do is, you don't want to be frightened. You don't want to be scared of the moments. And these boys were not. And as we're starting to jog it, I could really tell because as we started to jog, there was the Homer coach watching us jog. And I noticed I knew who he was from track and cross country years past, and I watched him.
And you guys knew that Homer was the team to watch out for.
And we knew that Homer, more than most teams.
Along with Grace, but
yeah,
Homer this year.
But we knew Homer wanted it really bad because they'd been thinking about this also because they have a collection of talent that they wanted to beat Grace with. And so, but looking at the timesathletic.net, stuff like that, we knew that Homer was going to be tough. And so that was one of the schools. Well, he also knew. And so he watched us run into the woods. And then somewhere in the woods, I saw him watching us run by in the woods and coming back around onto the track for our second lap. He was standing there watching us again. And then another time through the woods, he was watching us. And then when we finished, he was there still. And he was kind of eyeballing us and kind of, you know, I couldn't tell if he was trying to play mental games or what, but it was definitely apparent that he was sizing us up. And the great thing about it was, to my understanding, the boys had no knowledge of what was going on. They didn't realize that the Homer coach was staring us down. They didn't realize that the Homer team was staring us down. And that's how focused they were in their own moment. And that was really key, I think, to not letting them get in our head. And I think that it actually got into their head, because when we started the race the next day, we're just worrying about ourselves. And I'm nervous, and Coach Smith is nervous. And I could just feel like I was good, like my heart was going to bounce out of its chest just with excitement. And the gun went off and ran into the woods. And as I started into the woods, try to get to the place where I can get to watch the runners run by first. I didn't get there fast enough to see Colin or David. Like, they were running, and I thought, oh man. And so then all the other boys run by, and our boys ran by in the first half of the pack, and they run around, and I'm trying to run through the woods. It's kind of a maze back there, And by the time they got to the 2K marker, which was the first loop, I saw our boys run by and they looked smooth and they looked relaxed and focused. And I watched the Homer boys run by and they looked tired and they looked like they were trying so much harder than our boys. And I knew that we had a shot. I knew that it was real and it would depend on the last, obviously the last 3K. And Colin was sitting in fourth place and David was making his way up the pack. As David was in like 10th and then he was in 8th and then he was in 7th. And then before I knew it, going into the last 1,000 meters, Colin comes up in 4th place and then there's a boy from Unalaska in 5th place. And then here comes David. And David's got determination on his face, just like Colin had. And Jordan comes by and Jordan's got this determination on his face. And none of them are going to give up at this point. And they're going to push through this last 500 meters. And it's just beautiful. And I got coaches from other towns, other parts of Alaska saying, I think you guys have this. And I'm going, I'm not going to say yes because I'm too nervous. Like, I don't want to jinx it. And they go run through. And then it goes Sitka, Sitka. And then two runners and then Homer, Homer. And so our first two are beating their first two. And then Jordan runs by. Joe runs by. And then Jordan runs by. And then it goes Homer, Homer, Homer. And then Tristan Rosas, our fifth runner, runs by. And we score the top five. And I thought, man, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. And I go back and I run down and I'm watching the finish and I'm just looking at these boys, how hard they're working to finish this race and get their best race. Because they know that at the end, if they run their best race, the team runs their best race. And sure enough, all the way through our seventh runner, they all ran what I thought was the best race of the year, to the point where somebody like Jordan, who I speak very highly of, he ran his best race of his high school career on the hardest course of the state. He ran his PR every year, actually says every year he's ran cross country, he's ran his PR, his personal record at the state course, which is like a roller coaster. And this year it was like a roller coaster and it was muddy and it was rainy and it was, these boys ran exceptional. And when I got to add up all those points, I added them up twice and then I went looking for Coach Smith and we added them up together. And it was amazing. It was just such a great feeling for these boys.
And you mentioned off the air, for those of you that don't know cross country, you run seven runners as a team, but you score five. And you mentioned off the air that even if Tristan had a bad race and finished in a lower seating, that your next runner up, which was Neil, had run a race good enough to clinch that championship still. So that speaks to your depth and the importance that you guys have talked about with team. So, Shasta, I mean, winning a state championship cross country, I'm thinking back now to when the girls basketball team won the state last year, and it's just so dramatic. It's like it's right in front of you. The score's right there. You know you won. Everyone knows you won. The clock goes off and the game's over. You got people trickling in still in these races. There's another race coming up right after it. Everyone's moving on to the next thing.
It was a long time before and we even knew.
Yeah, Monday morning there was no team scores posted on ASA's website. So
we had almost immediately, I had tons of texts coming in. That was great. That was amazing. You know, people back here in Sitka. Oh, you guys did it. You know, and I looked at Coach Strong and I said, how do they know that? We don't know this. How do these people know this? So I texted one of them and said, where are you getting your information? And he texted back and said, there's a whole group of us that are following along every 1,000 kilometers and recording times and seeing where you are versus Homer. And in the end, I came up with you guys ahead. And so you kind of think you are. And then when they put the results up, they're unofficial because there's 30 minutes for people to contest them. So in the back of your mind, you look, and Coach Strong had done the math, and we had done it together, and you look at the numbers, and you want to believe them, but there's still that, well, it could be contested. And even then, you get to the awards, and until I was holding that award, I still just, it's just unreal. It just didn't seem like it had happened. And I still sometimes a little bit feel like that, like, I'm just in awe of these young men and their abilities and just amazed and so, so proud.
Jordan, what was your reaction when you had the time where they kind of thought you might have won and then when you found out, what was kind of the transition there?
Oh, I was like ecstatic. It was so awesome to finally, that we knew we had won. And it's my senior year, and it's cool to see it all come into place with everyone just improving and the whole team pushing each other throughout practices and throughout the whole season. and everyone's time is constantly increasing or decreasing.
Yeah, Coach Strong talked about you having your best race at the end of the season. What do you think is the key to being such a clutch performer there?
I think like the atmosphere at State's completely different, and it's nice to, because you always have someone to run with, because everyone there is like ranked among the best in the state, so you always have someone who you can be competing with and pushing you, and you can push them and help, and it helps a lot if you like to reduce your times.
Yeah, that's great. I, along with you guys, I have a similarity. I've been coached by your coach. Shasta has coached me for a couple of half marathons I've run, and I too have run my best race when it counted with her coaching. So there's a lot that goes into being ready to run a good race. David, what was your response as you found out that you guys had closed out the championship?
Well, when Miss Smith first came over to us, we were all like huddled in a circle, and she said something like, "Okay, I'm not sure if this is really what happened, but we're pretty sure. But don't like give it away yet."
Don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I heard that, and I guess I was still really skeptical. Well, I was super excited about it, but I was worried. Yeah. And then during the awards ceremony, when they're about to announce the second place school, and we know it's either us or Homer, even after like looking, seeing like everyone, a bunch of people saying that they thought we won, even then it's still really suspenseful, just because there's some chance that something might have happened and we might not have actually done it. And then to hear that Homer got second place and everyone on the team started smiling and looking at each other, and it was really nice.
So Neil, you guys didn't find out that you had won until the award ceremony. That was the first official announcement.
Yeah. I mean, after the announcement by Ms. Smith, I kind of just walked around with a blank, almost excited expression on my face. I couldn't really believe it. And even now, I see the medal, like, on my desk, and it doesn't seem like it actually happened. Walking up in the awards ceremony and actually realizing that we had just won state, it didn't even register in my brain until, I don't know, when we got back. And going up there, the whole scene was surreal.
That's great. Yeah, award summaries are usually kind of a after the fact routine, but there's some drama in this one. Well, we have filled our time, and I'd have tons of more questions I'd love to ask you guys, but it's a half hour show, so I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight, and I just want to again say congratulations to you all, and hope you really enjoy this and something you guys cherish for a long time. It really is a historic accomplishment. I mean, I know it's the first time ever, but we've been around, Coach Smith and I have been around Sick High Sports for a long time, and there's never been a collection of guys that have gotten together and worked this hard to be this fast. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
And coaches, I speak often of how much I admire and appreciate coaches, but We definitely are excited for what you've done and appreciate all the hard work you've put into these guys. So congratulations to you as well.
Thank you, Mike.
So this has been Sitka Sports on KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. Again, my guests have been coaches Shasta Smith and Jeremy Strong, and Sitka High state champion cross-country runners Jordan Zellhuber, David Wilcox, and Neil Little. Sitka Sports on KCAW Raven Radio, Sitka.